WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are
sick. And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin. Oh, never mind. We have a great show planned for y'all tonight. We're going to be doing a little news, a little notes, and then we have a bit of a discussion. It's quite topical. We've put it off for a while now beyond making some, you know, snide remarks, but we're going to talk all about, you know, Shane McMahon is he about to become elite? And I'm sure we'll throw some like TV deal talk and everything like that because Warner Brothers posted their numbers and ooh, that was rough. That was a rough, you know, thing. But, you know, while you're sitting here chilling and we're waiting for Rock to get ready, you can also, you know, give us a follow over on Twitter. You can follow us over, you know, here on the channel. Like I said, you can use Creator Crows, Rock and Sock, Ordlands, M. Ward, and the Fortnite Item Shop or the Epic Game Store to get your stuff. Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. That wonderful new season of Fortnite is coming. We just had a banner flip in Genshin Impact, and we'll probably be having one in Honkai Star Rail Hill soon. So, you know, and for any of your other fun related Epic purchases, do the thing, because hashtag Epic Partners. I don't know where he went. So how y'all doing tonight, chat? How you feeling? You excited? It's been quite a week in the world of professional wrestling, which I guess is a good thing. I guess. It's always good for us when we have to do the show and, you know, we have a lot of news, but we don't have a ton of news tonight, which is good. So I'll just go ahead and update the football scores while we're here. Because I have nothing else to talk about. So, leading at home, the Giants are up 14-3 with about a minute 17 left, or I should say 36 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So it looks like the Lions are going to bring that one home, or excuse me, the Giants are going to bring that one home. A-okay. This is preseason football, so it doesn't really count, but you know how it goes. And the Patriots pick up a victory over the Panthers at home. They win 17-3. My Atlanta Falcons play the Dolphins tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. I expect them to maybe do decently. I don't know how I feel about this year. I really don't. Like, I'm happy with the new coach. I think the new coach is cool, but Kirk Cousins, man, I don't know if I can get on board with that. I'm trying really, really, really hard. And I understand that we drafted somebody in the draft. We drafted a QB. So likely what they're going to do is they're going to have the new QB learn under Cousins. They're going to get the dude trained. And then when Cousins retires or moves on, then they'll have the new guy take over. But man, I don't know how I feel about this. I just don't know. I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to do what I do every single season in regards to the Falcons. We will somehow stumble our way into playoffs because that's usually what we do, because the South is so bad generally that somehow, some way, the Falcons wind up getting the wild card and they just stumble their way into it. I don't know. Oh, your Cousins is friends with your wife's boss? I'm sure he's a lovely man, not to get you in trouble, but don't know how I'm feeling about him, to be honest. I have to see how he plays. Like, I have to see how he goes. I really, really, really do. It makes me nervous that they're drafting. I know he's a veteran quarterback, and that's good for a young team, but it just makes me nervous in them drafting a veteran quarterback just because we had Tua last year. Or no, we had... Who did we have last year? It wasn't Tua. It was somebody else, and it didn't work out. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't remember. They started losing and I gave up. It's usually what happens is I'll watch the first couple weeks and then I'm like, what other games are on? Because it always hurts to watch your hometown team lose, you know, like that's always hard. So it's like, you know, you walk in with low expectations with the Falcons, but they're playing at 7 p.m. Also playing at 7 p.m. All of these are on either the NFL Network or NFL Plus or your local. So, consult your local listings for all of these times and availabilities. But the Texans and the Steelers are going head to head. You have the Eagles and the Ravens going at 7:30. And then on Saturday, we're having the Commanders versus the Jets. So we'll get to see Aaron Rodgers debut with the Jets as their official quarterback. And hopefully he plays for longer than that. Ah, okay. And now y'all, I can stop with the crappy football talk because Rock's here.
Yes, we're here. It started raining and coming through, so I had to shut windows. We love storms.
You love storms?
We love storms. So let's get into the news. Presented as always by mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211.
Did you enjoy my crappy football talk?
I didn't hear your football talk.
Okay, good. Good, good. Rocco's quiet.
It should be fixed now.
It should be. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
We're good. Yeah, let's get into the news.
So Paradigm picks up another signing with one Liv Morgan. So she joins the host of other WWE talents such as CM Punk and Drew McIntyre in signing with the talent agency.
And Tiffany Stratton, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, they're pretty much picking up everybody.
Cody, I think. No, I think Cody's with another one. But there's a lot.
Cody's with somebody else, but he may jump over.
He may.
We'll see.
Here's the big news of the week.
Okay.
What you're about to read.
The big news of the week is that NXT is headed back out on the road. They're making the launch on the CW a thing, y'all. Because on October 1st, they will be in Chicago and one CM Punk may just show up. And then on October 8th, they'll be in St. Louis, and well, Mr. Randall Orton just might have to pay them a visit if they're in his hometown. So if you would like to see NXT on either of those dates in either of those cities and possibly see those superstars, well, you can go pick up your tickets on August 15th for those shows.
As they say, as Adam Pearce says, it is official. CM Punk will be there on October 1st, and October 8th we'll have Randall Keith Orton. This is big. They're going out on the road. I don't know if they're going to go on the road every week, but a couple times a month, and then I do a couple at the PC and kind of mix and match. It's not the fact worst that they're, thing.
Sorry.
It's not the worst
the
thing.
Fact that they're, yeah, no, the fact that they're getting out of Orlando is fantastic. This is, I think, what they were trying to do originally before it got sort of shut down, and also because of COVID. So now that they're able to sort of, like, they've rebuilt the brand from the rebrand, and they very quietly rebranded it again.
The rebrand of the rebrand of the rebrand. The Shawn Michaels era now. Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah, okay, we're going to get rid of the 2.0 stuff now. Bye-bye. And we're going to go back to black and gold because everybody likes black and gold. But yeah, the fact that they're now able to go back out into the world, at least for these two shows, possibly more. I would love to see them take the PLEs on the road, which I think they've kind of started to do,
They have been. They've been doing them on the road. I don't think we've seen many in this year in the Performance Center. There may have been one, but everything else, because we had one at the Apex. There was one somewhere. The last one was somewhere. Was it? Was the last one? The last one was the Apex. The next one is in Colorado. In September. Yeah, they're on the road, so it's good. It's good for them to get on the road, get them in front of a different audience, and they'll keep their home base in Orlando. But if you can get them out of this PC a couple times a month, and then it all happens with how tickets sell. Chicago is an interesting one because they're going to the Allstate Arena. That's a big building.
You know, I don't say this to be mean. I really, really, really don't. But for as much as wrestling goes to Chicago, you would think that those people don't want to go to wrestling anymore.
I mean,
between WWE and AEW, because WWE is there like, what, 2 to 3 times a year?
Yeah, the big central market, yeah.
And then AEW is there every other week.
For a while, yeah. AEW's back there September 7th.
So, I'm not mocking it. It's just, they're there a lot. So you would think that, you know, like nobody would really want to go, but they don't have any problem selling tickets. Like it's not an issue. So, but it's just kind of surprising that they're going to do it in Chicago.
Well, they're leaning on Punk for that one. Which they should.
Does that mean Punk and Shawn Michaels are making nice with each other?
Oh, they have been. Punk and Shawn are on good terms. Very good terms.
I know Punk wants Shawn's job when Shawn decides to leave NXT.
Well, Punk wants to help with the future when he's done, yeah. Shawn and Punk are working well together. Because Punk's been down to NXT a lot. He was at the Apex show. He's been to a bunch of NXT shows. So it's not surprising he wouldn't be there for that and sort of help boost the number for the CW. Because this Allstate, you got to fill that building to look good, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully they get 10,000 in there. That would be very cool. We'll see what kind of arenas they run after the first couple. If they're smaller, like 5,000 seaters, but WWE doesn't like running them. They'll try to fill bigger ones. But if NXT can draw, then they're making money. And then here's what they'll end up doing. If this is successful, these first couple shows and whatever they do throughout the fall, next year when they're planning out the schedule, you now have an extra day that you can sell a market. Hey, you can get Raw. You can also get NXT the next night and use the same building the next night. So you can go to wrestling 2 nights in a row. I wouldn't be surprised if they start working that in.
Oh, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be their move next year. So if this works, then you do back-to-back nights in the building, Monday, Tuesday. You sell combo tickets and what have you. Because it will save production costs, because the set's already been built and everything. We'll be interesting to see what they do. But that's my wild guess for next year. But anyway.
So we'll see. Because, I mean, as we know, like, as we've seen, they've been making at least the big four massive events or wanting to offer more than just the PLE in terms of, like, SummerSlam or Royal Rumble. They want to make it feel more like WrestleMania, where there's a lot of stuff surrounding the show, because the one thing that they're trying to maximize is how much they're using the building that they're renting, because when they rent, especially the large arenas for this, they're renting them for several days, if not a week. Like, it's not like they roll up on a Saturday and they throw everything up in a day and then they're out by Monday. They're starting setup probably Thursday or Friday for the show the next day. So if you think about that, they have to have it, you know, and then they have to break it down. So they're probably having it 4 to 5 days. So you have to maximize.
Not always,
but most, especially for Mania. I think they have it for like two weeks at Mania.
Oh, for Mania, yeah. But no, for regular weekly events. And they're going
weekly. For like Raw, they roll up in one day and then they're gone. Yeah. But like for the show.
With Pitbull buying naming rights, we'll change things. What did Pitbull buy naming rights to?
Pitbull bought naming rights to something?
That's what Matt Sunshine. What did they buy? What did he buy naming rights
to? What did he buy naming rights to?
FIA.
FIA. What's FIA? I don't know.
I don't.
Hold on. Live Googling.
I don't. What's FIA? I don't. Is it SIA? Pitbull?
Pitbull buys the naming rights to the FIU football stadium. Will rename the venue after himself.
Oh, okay. The football stadium. Gotcha.
So he bought the Miami stadium. Gotcha. Naming rights to it. Oh. That was expensive.
Oh, I bet. But no, they're going for site fees in a lot of locations. And yeah, adding more events that you can sell means more money you can get for site fees going forward.
He only paid $6 million for it.
A year?
No, I think it's like $1.2 million a year.
Oh, he only did a few years. Okay.
Yeah, and $1.2 million per year for the next 5 years.
Oh, okay.
He's also slated to record and deliver a song for the school to be played at all FIU sports events.
Interesting.
Okay. I mean, good for him. Very good for him. So it's like, I think it's like 1.2. So it's like 6-ish, a little bit over 6 probably for 5 years.
And he'll make his money back. Apparently he gets dates for free. So he'll make his money back with his concerts. Makes sense.
Oh yeah. Easy. He just bought his own venue.
Pretty much for the next 5 years. A residency.
Good for him. Good for him. But yes, if you're interested in going seeing the NXT stuff, go check it out. We went way off course there. Tangent.
Okay. That's fine.
So this is not really a surprise to anybody, but Beth Phoenix is officially done with WWE. So she is free to go be with Cliff if that's what she wants to do. Or she's free to go be at home or do whatever she wants, because she is no longer under contract with them in any, I believe, capacity, not even Legends.
Yeah, no, she's, I don't, yeah, I don't think she was
under. Or is she under Legends?
I don't think she was ever under Legends. I think she was under a talent contract of some sort for a while. And she may have some sort of Legends deal. Who knows? A Legends deal that really doesn't do anything, because Jake Roberts has a Legends deal and he's with AEW forever, so, because he's been in all the video games, so. Different contracts for different things. But no, she's contractually free from WWE. And can go off and work with AEW when Edge is healthy to work, which is not for a few more months.
Feel better, Edge. We miss you.
And there'll be more official contract stuff next week. There's more contracts are coming up.
And we can go ahead and report on one, which is that Michael Cole has officially re-signed with the company as of this week. So he is back on board to continue to be the voice of WWE for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
And he's going to be getting a new partner.
Yeah. Or some old partners.
Depending on how you view it. So Joe Tessitore will now be going to Raw, and apparently Michael Cole is going to SmackDown. So Tessitore will be starting September 2nd, and Michael Cole moves to SmackDown when it moves to USA on September 13th. So they're doing a little shakeup there.
So originally they were keeping Cole and Pat together, and now they're moving Cole back to SmackDown when it moves to USA Network. So Tessitore and McAfee will be supposedly on Mondays, which is interesting.
But Cole and McAfee are so good together.
And Cole would have Graves and Barrett. And this is all depending if McAfee sticks around for the fall. But I think he's sticking around for the fall since he's working Mondays, which is why Tessitore is also working Mondays and not Fridays. And neither is McAfee working Fridays, because that's why McAfee had to give up his role before, because he couldn't work Fridays, because they got to be in town for game day. And
yeah.
And Cole could move back for Netflix on Raw. But for now, Tessitore is going to be on Raw with McAfee, because they're both they do college football on the weekends, which means they can then go to Raw afterwards when their commitments are done for that.
Let's see how Tessitore works out.
Yeah, and I think this will be a trial, see if he likes it and what have you. But that makes sense why he's not doing SmackDown like originally planned, because he's continuing his college football obligations, one would assume, that way. I don't know if Pat will burn out. Pat might be fine. Doing Fridays would have burned him out, for sure.
I mean, he's working game day, which is Saturday, and then that gives him time to fly home on Sunday. And then he flies in Monday, and then he does his show.
Every Monday, Pat does his show from his studio, and then flies once his show's over to the location of Raw.
So he'll have time to go home and do what he needs to do, and then fly out. Yeah, and if he needs a break, they'll give him a break.
Yeah, and Pat's in and out of every city that day. Like, he gets there probably, I would say, an hour or two before Raw, depending on how far it is. And then he's once Raw ends, he's back on the plane to go home because he has to do a show over the next morning.
Yeah, so it's an interesting life. We'll see how long he wants to do it, but some fun switch-ups there with the announcing. Another fun signing is that Mark Henry's son, Jacob, has officially signed with WWE, and he will probably be reporting to the Performance Center very soon.
Yep, get trained up.
So congratulations to him. And then this one, I'm not sure what to make of this one, because this last one is not happy news, but I kind of want to know what happens. Christy Altman, who was the WWE Vice President of Talent Relations, has been let go from the company.
She had been with the company for 15 years.
One does not just fire a VP without there being a story.
No, I mean, they've done a lot of VP firing this year. I think it's more of we're eliminating positions and migrating it under one.
Probably, yeah. But I wonder if it has to do with other things, too.
No, I don't. I think this is cost-cutting, as Matt said. I think this is a simplifying jobs.
God damn it, you won't let me have my drama, will you? You just won't let me have it.
There's no drama in this one.
But I want the drama, god damn it.
Do you really want WWE corporate drama? Because there's drama if you really want it.
Ooh, what is it? It's not in our sheet if it's there.
No, we don't need to talk about it.
Talk to me about it after the show.
No, I don't really
want to. Tell me afterwards.
Okay, go. Continue.
Unless I know what it is. Do I know what it is?
I don't know. You may have seen it on the internet. But anyway, moving on.
Moving on to AEW. Britt Baker will be appearing in the second half of Cobra Kai on Netflix. So good for her. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to her. This big, it's already been filmed. Which is why her delayed AEW return was delayed a couple weeks. So she was filming, and it'll be on the back half of the upcoming Cobra Kai season.
And that's all we're saying on Britt Baker. We're not talking about anything else.
I mean, for TNA, there's other Britt Baker things I talk about, but who knows?
Yeah, that's a whole situation right there that we're not going to go into. TNA Bound for Glory will take place in Detroit on October 26th at Wayne State University Fieldhouse. So that'll be fun. Get your tickets. They should be available soon.
I think the 22nd or 29th, something like that. Very short, soon. The tickets will be on sale for Bound for Glory. They're back out on the road for their big shows and all their shows now. They're on the road. So that's another sign of, like, the markets are heating up. NXT's not gone on the road. And now TNA is going on the road more often. They're not just confined to one specific area. They're traveling a lot. So things are good for wrestling right now.
Wrestling is in a good place. Let us all rejoice. Mm-hmm. So with that, I say we take a break for the evening. And when we come back, we're going to talk all about Shane McMahon. And is he about to become elite? So you'll see in the rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line.
the Stone Cold Stepson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Burn it down!
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Burn it down!
Here comes the money!
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money,
dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Patting pockets. We take the dollar, dollar. Can a damn soul stop it?
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And yes, we are going to be talking money, money, money. In particular, one Shane McMahon and how he might be money for Tony Khan. Do you just want to go?
Yes, please set it up.
So, the internet has been plagued at this point for months with rumors of Shane McMahon and Tony Khan supposedly meeting, supposedly hanging out together and them chatting. And there's been all these rumors about Tony Khan possibly bringing Shane McMahon to AEW. Now, they are in the midst of a TV negotiation is AEW. We know that the exclusivity window has ended and what Shane could possibly do for them. Well, and the rumors kind of come and go. The internet likes to feed them at least once a week. It's annoying. Well, this past week.
Last week.
Oh, did we... I'm sorry?
Last week.
Last week. Oh, did we get a major update on that story? Seems that the picture of the meeting got leaked, in quotations, of Tony Khan and Shane McMahon in the same room meeting with each other. And then on top of it, one Mercedes Moné, who didn't want to be left out of the conversation, claimed that she was the one that took the picture. So when Mercedes and Shane possibly saw each other at the airport a few weeks or a while ago, could have been that it was Mercedes, Shane, and Tony.
No, no.
Although I don't
think
it's the same airport because they were in New York.
No, 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 no.
But
so I'm going to add a little context to where we're at. If I didn't hear Mercedes claiming she took the photo, but that doesn't surprise me. Shane met Mercedes at the airport. They ran into each other a few weeks ago at an airport, which is where it put the fuel back on the fire of the first original rumor of it. It was on the 29th of July, last week, in Dallas. Shane happened to be in Dallas. AEW happened to be in Dallas for that week, because the weekend, because of the
residency.
The residency in Arlington. And they met at the Dallas airport, had a meeting, and the picture got leaked. If it's a private, if it's a private meeting, how does a photo get leaked? So you put leaked. Two and two together, and you want to get more buzz about the meeting and stuff like that. That's the context there. Just so all the ducks are in a row. And Matt says it was 2 weeks ago. Yes, they met on the 29th. Before that, it has been a internet rumor and sort of put the sticks thrown on the fire for I don't know,
ages.
Two months now, it feels like. I ranted about it like 6 weeks ago when it was just a pointless rumor, and I got messages about it, and it's like, yeah, it's a pointless rumor. And then everyone keeps throwing more gasoline on the fire, and it just keeps going up and up and up to the point where she continues to talk about it, even if it was a private meeting. It's not even a cliff. It's an annoying nothingness until something actually happens. With Edge, we all knew what was happening. Edge was going. That's why he left WWE. He wanted to go be with Christian, and Christian wasn't coming back to WWE at that point. That's where all that was. Shane apparently tried to get back into WWE, and they got nothing for him. So, and the last time Hunter used Shane was in that Royal Rumble, or was that WrestleMania, where he in Hollywood, and he got injured.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of the deal there. So those are some of the facts. There's one other factual statement I need to read as I Google it. This is Shane McMahon's statement on what happened. As he spoke to, as Bully Wright reached out for a statement. Tony and I were connected through a mutual friend, Mercedes Monet, and we had a great meeting. We talked about many things, but mostly shared our love for the business and reward the challenges of working with family. I congratulate him on the 5-year anniversary of AEW and look forward to how he evolves the business moving forward. So, that's the official statement from Shane McMahon via Bully Ray. So now that leads to, you know, why do we keep hearing about it? Why does Tony, like, in every little media availability to Shane, Tony has, Shane's name magically pops up from a random radio interviewer, and he talks about it, and just talks about the meeting, and talks about Shane, and there's something going on. Whether it's Shane McMahon eventually appearing in AEW, that's probably a possibility now, more so than ever. Especially since somebody won't, like, use him anymore. At least right now. Because, quite frankly, they don't. The less of an on-air presence of a McMahon is a good thing. Stephanie showing up, people like Stephanie, and she's just on TV in the crowd. She has no actual role. They don't need Shane right now. I don't think AEW needs Shane either. There's nothing you... What benefits does Shane McMahon bring AEW is the question. Is it as a performer? I don't think there's anyone in any mind who wants to see Shane McMahon get in the ring with anyone in from AEW.
No. I think Shane has benefit elsewhere, though. I think, and this has always been the sort of the mystery about AEW, and is probably one of the best kept secrets in wrestling, is AEW's corporate and how their corporate actually works. Because I've heard very little about their office, but the things that I've heard and seen about it does not give me the warm and fuzzies. Doesn't sound like it's really a great place to work. And they've sort of, especially their HR, we joke about their HR a lot, Rock, Brent, and I do, could use a lot of work. And I think the company, from a corporate perspective, could possibly use a lot of work and a lot of improvements. Because obviously when the company started, Cody and the Bucks, with Tony's blessing, gave all their buddies jobs, right? So you brought a lot of talent in that, you know, they weren't necessarily used to doing these sort of like more corporate positions. that they have a sort of different mentality to them. And so because of that, they've been kind of running the office, and I think a lot of them have been trying to figure out. And this is not a shot at anybody in that company, by the way. It's just you're taking guys that, as far as I'm aware, were not doing these jobs before and don't have necessarily the experience to do them. And you're placing them in positions of like being over HR or being over talent or being over like merchandising or whatever, marketing. You know, the list goes on and on and on because you want to give your buddies a title with a job and you're trying to help people out, which I respect. But because of that, the company, I feel like, is suffering a little bit. And we're beginning to see that sort of shine through. And I don't believe, especially in the past, with all the incidents that have occurred, with especially with talent, that Tony necessarily has a strong enough arm or strong enough hand to really guide that company in the right direction. He wants to be everybody's friend. He wants to be everybody's buddy. But when push comes to shove and when he has to get tough, he doesn't do it. We saw it plain as goddamn day in the Punk situation. Both times. And eventually Tony had to fire Punk. Like, he had to do it. He didn't have a choice. But in all honesty, everybody involved the first time with Brawl Out, based on everything we know now especially, probably should have been fired. Kenny, the Bucks, Punk, FTR, whoever else was involved, Ace Steel, all of them should have been fired for that.
Yeah.
All of them. Every single last one. But they weren't. Tony gave them a second chance, and here we are. So in terms of AEW's corporate, I feel like Shane could do a lot of good there. He has experience working in the wrestling industry. He could come in and take over for Tony because Tony's taxing himself.
Yeah.
Tony's running AEW. He's working for the Jaguars. He has the soccer team. You know, he's trying to build ROH. The list goes on and on and on of all the things Tony Khan is trying to do. He has so many things in the air right now. So it's like to let go of one thing and delegate that off, whether it's AEW and ROH, whether it's just AEW. Personally, I would have both AEW and ROH. You put those under Shane and you let Shane run those companies. And that allows, you know, Tony can still be the owner. He can still appear on TV. If he still wants to do some of the booking, let him do some of the booking, but put Shane at least over the companies from a business sense, because from a business perspective, Shane has a very good track record. He's very, very, very astute, very good in the business world. He left WWE, he went off, he built his own career, and now here he is. So I feel like he could do a lot of good in the office for AEW, where he could at least shape the company up and put it in a better position. He could also sort of maybe help Tony with the TV negotiations, because with the numbers that WB posted this week, where Warner Brothers Discovery took a $10 billion with a B loss for the entire company. And mind you, the company is only valued at like, what, 15, maybe $20 billion total?
Maybe.
I think I saw something like that, where they have lost a significant amount of money. They're going to go into crisis mode. They're going to go into panic mode, and they're going to have to fix that. And that's not good for Tony, because there's other stuff that's been coming out where it's like, for example, they were talking about spinning True TV off and making it TNT Sports,
which is just it's going to be a prime time thing for TNT.
Yeah, and that's all, but it's on True TV.
Yeah, it's going to be branded TNT Sports on True TV for a primetime window on True TV, yeah.
Yeah, but when you have low-performing sports content, guess where that goes?
Yeah, and the reason they lost $9.1 billion, it took a $9.1 billion hit, is because to them, the channels are devalued now, losing basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Which everyone knew.
But that's still not a good number, because no, they also cited the advertising market as well.
Yeah,
cutting.
Yeah, the street. But everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's great. But
to stick with your point really quick, I don't think Shane would be overseeing. I think Tony still wants to be the booker and everything like that. But getting a lot of sports teams, here's where Shane could actually benefit them. A lot of sports teams, a lot of the general managers in sports have assistant to the general manager or advisor to the general manager. He'd be a great advisor to Tony Khan, where as an ear to listen to what Tony's offering and deciding. That's where Shane McMahon could actually benefit AEW the most, as an advisor to Tony Khan. Because whether it's in business or booking or wherever, and a lot of people have questions about Shane McMahon's booking because he got blamed for the one really bad Royal Rumble, and rightfully so, he tried to put himself over and it didn't go so well. No. But Shane, the one thing Shane McMahon has been good at is seeing into the future and where business is heading. I don't know if he's so good at that, but he was in the forefront of a lot of it, or wanted to be, with doing digital, you know, the internet and digital. He was trying to be the spearheading.
He tried to push that in the beginning.
Yeah, and it didn't quite work. There was a lot of pushback, and then here we are. He would be good in a good advisory role, not as a talent, not on screen, but, you know, be on the payroll, get some money, listen to his ideas, and kind of feed answers. That's where he would be the most beneficial, which is what they need right now. They need someone in that, like, someone from the outside looking in going, hey, this is where you could improve your business.
I think he could also potentially be investing in the company.
No, Tony doesn't.
No.
Tony wouldn't take it.
Okay, but here's the thing. And this is the other very large mystery because, again, AEW is a private company. They do not have to report their earnings. Is how profitable, how solvent is AEW? That's a very large question. Because the one thing that Tony doesn't necessarily always speak to is their financial success. We hardly ever hear about it. But we hear a lot about, you know, like the video game, they sunk, what, 50, 60 million into the video game, and it didn't necessarily perform well. I don't know if it made its money back or not.
It definitely didn't make its money back. But when it comes to money, Tony doesn't care.
Right. But at some point, okay. So I'm going to use a familiar story. Dixie Carter. Dixie Carter didn't care, right? They could spend money left, right, and center because mommy and daddy were footing the bill. Until one day, mommy and daddy went to Dixie and said, no more. We're cutting you off.
Yes.
And that's really when things went to hell with TNA.
But no offense to Dixie Shad... and TNA. No offense to TNA. Chad Khan has a lot more money than Bob and Bob Carter.
But Shad Khan's not a fool.
No.
And at some point, especially if it's like basically just a money pit where Tony is continuing to lose money, Shad Khan may go to Tony and be like, you can't keep doing this. You can't keep sinking money into this. Because the way I always heard this was that Shad gave Tony and his sister a specific amount of money and said, go do whatever you want with it, right? Like, go start your own business. That this is more or less part of their inheritance from Shad, or I think it might be their whole inheritance. I don't know. But it's part of their inheritance. And Shad's like, I want you to enjoy it while I'm still alive. I want you to go start a business or go do something with it and prove, you know, show me what you've learned, or show me who you are, kind of thing. Prove yourself to me, basically. And that's how Tony got the money to start AEW. That's how I've always heard the story. I don't know how true that is, but that's how I've heard the story. I don't know how much money he was given. I don't know how much Shad Khan is backing AEW, but Shad Khan's not a fool, right?
No, he's not.
He didn't get where he is by being stupid with money.
No, but the TV deal coming up will break them even and turn a profit.
We hope.
No, it will.
TV deal that still has yet to come.
They're going to get a TV deal and it'll turn a profit for the company. That's where things will be.
I'm just saying that, you know, Shane could help with that too.
Yeah, but Shane's not going to blow his money on AEW. That's just that. Oh. You wanted to talk about sinking money into a bad problem. I mean, that's...
Shane buys ROH.
And then Shane McMahon still can buy anything he wants because ROH is worth nothing.
But wouldn't that be hilarious? Shane McMahon buys ROH from Tony Khan, turns it around, and makes it profitable.
There's no money in ROH for anyone. It's a sad fact. There's no money there.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. I mean, who has their tape library? Is it Tony? Or is it Sinclair?
Tony.
Tony's got it?
Yeah.
I mean, Shane could buy the tape library from him and take it back to Nick Khan and Hunter and be like, hey, you want to make a deal? I have things.
And they'll be like, here's $10,000. You're welcome.
Nah, he get more for it than that.
I don't think they care enough for it right now. They're not about adding past content right now. That's the kind of the deal with the network. They don't need it.
But, I mean, going back to the task at hand, Shane could be helpful to them in a lot of different ways. As a TV talent, I want to see a McMahon walk out on AEW TV. I would watch AEW that one time just to see the reaction to Shane McMahon, a McMahon, walk out on AEW television. Because you know what it would be? It'd be fucking WWE 2001 all over again. Tell me I'm wrong, where Shane walked out at WCW Bash of the Beach and they kicked off the Alliance storyline. Tell me I'm wrong. I just want to see the reaction to Shane on AEW TV. I just want to see it clip. I will. If Shane McMahon shows up, I'll watch it one time. The one time to see him debut. Just for the reaction.
It'll bring chaos. That's the only thing I want to see. If it happens, we'll do it for the chaos.
I full on expect the internet to implode in on itself.
Probably.
Because that's one of the ones kind of like, and this is no offense to any of them, either of them, because they're both lovely, but it's like the Bella Twins debuting in AEW and what that would do to that fan base. Because they're all about, oh, we're so pure with our wrestling. We don't do any of that sports entertainment crap. Look at our stopwatches. We had 2 full hours of professional wrestling. No commercials. No nothing. We have the best indie wrestlers in the world. Like, when WWE talents are rolling in that company, they're like, oh, this is great. But when you have talent that they like absolutely shit on when they were in WWE, like the Bella Twins start to roll up, when you have a McMahon roll up, can you really still hold those in? Can you?
Good question.
Like, you know me. I love drama. I love chaos. I want to see it for both. And apologies if I offended anybody. But, yeah, I need to see that. And I would watch it. So Labor Day weekend, Shane is showing up. Maybe.
He's all in.
Look. If Tony Khan comes out, because we all saw the numbers for Dynamite last night. If Tony Khan comes out and says he has a big announcement, because we're right in that territory where, you know, they need numbers. They need to pop a rating. So Tony Khan, he's got to make that big announcement. We'll know. If Tony's like, I have a big announcement for everybody, we'll know. Because that whole the picture got leaked bullshit, we all know what that is. It wasn't leaked. Don't give me that. Because if it was truly leaked, if they didn't want people to know that meeting had happened, that would have been pulled down off the internet so fast. Phone calls would have been made. But they didn't. And they weren't. And nothing's been done to deny it at all. So we all know what this is. We all know. But from a wrestling standpoint, I don't watch the product, so I can't speak to the product, per se, in terms of whether it's good or bad. I don't enjoy it, but in terms of the product, I don't know what Shane could necessarily bring. Maybe, because even from like an authority figure standpoint, or an on-camera expert, or like on-camera personality, whatever, I don't know what he brings.
They don't need it.
They don't need him, at least in my opinion, because they have plenty of those.
So we'll see.
So I feel like he'd be better served in the office. But yes, we will see. So with that, I think we're done.
We are done, and you'll get more AEW talk in 2 weeks on the show. Lindsay agreed.
I did agree to it. So in 2 weeks, for All In. It's All In, right?
Yeah.
For All In, we'll be doing the Excalibur Challenge on this show. Yay!
Because Brent can't make CB Radio that weekend, so we're doing it here. So we're going to give Brent like 25 minutes or so to
look, I want
Excalibur.
I I want credit for being a nice person for doing this. I want that written down somewhere.
Tell the intern. He'll note it down in the file somewhere. That's what he's
I want it
for.
On my permanent record.
I mean, he's the keeper of the record, so tell him.
He is the keeper of the records. I'm being nice. I agreed to do the Excalibur challenge because Brink can't make CB radio.
But they'll do it for the Rack Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's GM Battles featuring the intern. Followed by on Saturday by WTR Game Night featuring Fall Guys and Fortnite. Followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, it's Raw Post, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to talk about the upcoming Fortnite season on the Rack. Because there'll be spoilers, or there'll be leaks and stuff, and teasers and trailers and Marvel. So, anyway, chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitter account, called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use carry code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy the Battle Pass, the Deadpools, the Wolverines, your Metallicas, your Gagas, whatever else. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me over on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. While you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, say hi to Matt for us. Head over to mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go subscribe and like and comment on his stuff because he's an amazing person. He does awesome things. So go check it out. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye. This is get a jacket. I'm selling them out my trunk. Whenever, whatever, it takes a shake down a dollar. Most are in that direction. Wait a minute. Holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went. In a Meek and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint. Wild Talk Radio.